Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, I'm going to read from verse 16 to 13. I was going to do all of it today, but the rest of the chapter, because of time. Let's just begin verse number 6. Last 2 weeks, we talked about the 144,000. So much to be said there about the 144,000, how they're going to live forever in their physical bodies. Well, we get to verse number 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice. Remember, this is an angel flying through the air, circling the world, the earth. Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. And there followed another angel, literally right on his heels. Okay, the one angel's going, and there's going to be six angels that in this chapter that are doing a special ministry, one right after the other. Anyway, the second angel followed, saying, Babylon has fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without measure into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angel and the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard from the heaven, a voice from heaven, saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow him. Just so you'll know now, we're in the middle of the tribulation period at this time. And I take this literally. When it talks about in verse number 6, another angel flying in the midst of heaven. You know, there's three heavens that's mentioned in Scripture. There's the heavens that the birds fly, you know, and that we see the sky and the birds. And then there's the second heaven. That's the sun, the moon, the stars, the atmosphere out there. Then the third heaven is where God lives. And I ain't been there. One day we're going. Amen? Amen. So anyway, I take this literally that this angel is flying through the sky, through the heavens, around to the inhabitants. I read this. Read this. Six additional angels appear on scene with an urgent message to the inhabitants of the earth. They have to have something to share. This is the middle of tribulation, okay? And here's the message that I want you to notice. Having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. Before I go any farther, I want you to know, some of y'all are taking notes. Here's the declaration of the gospel. The declaration of the gospel. The gospel message never changes. You know that. This gospel that the angel is preaching is the same gospel that we preach today. There's only one gospel, and it's the good news of Jesus Christ. And it's been called different things. It's been referred to it in Matthew 4:23. It's the first time the word gospel is mentioned in the Bible in the New Testament. It's in Mark 1:14. It's called the gospel of the kingdom. Acts 20:24 refers to it as the gospel of the grace of God. Romans 15:19 refers to this gospel as the gospel of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the glorious gospel. Ephesians 1:13, the gospel of salvation. Ephesians 6:15, the gospel of peace. 1 Peter 4:17, the gospel of God. And here we find in Revelation 14:6, the last use of the word gospel in the Bible. The word gospel is used 77 times in Scripture. The first time it's used in Matthew, in Mark in his ministry, where it says, repent for the kingdom of, he's preaching the kingdom of the gospel of the kingdom. This is the last time that the gospel is mentioned in scriptures, right here where he's having the everlasting gospel to preach. Why is that so important? Why is that so important? Because there's only one gospel. There's a lot of preachers out there who tell you there's a different gospel in the Old Testament, a different gospel in the New Testament. There's going to be a different gospel in the tribulation, a different gospel in the kingdom because of the millennial reign. No, no, no. There's only one gospel. Always has been and always will be. Now, I sometimes fear to call myself a dispensationalist because people look at that like I'm kind of a nut and other people are bad on it. It all depends how you define that. And all, and how God deals with mankind in different ways, how he speaks to them in man is really what dispensation. Give you an example. In the Age of Innocence, I believe that dispensation, God walked with Adam in the garden hand in hand. Can you imagine walking with Jesus? Personally. Well, that was the Age of Innocence. Well, when Adam sinned, something changed. And we find in the book of Job, how did man communicate to God? Huh? No, it's more than that. Remember Job? The daddy did. No, okay. That's for the priest and all. And he, okay, I'm just saying I could go all the way down through. Remember Job had to pray for his children, thought they might would be sinning. Remember all that? Because the head of the household, and this is a whole other study and all. And then we get the priest and all, and then all it goes on through. Anyway, so that's how I think of it. So people don't get their wires fried when I say I believe in dispensations. That's the way God deals with people different. But the gospel's never changed. Amen. It's always been the same. It's always faith in Jesus Christ plus nothing, minus nothing. Never changes. And this is the only place we see an angel preaching the gospel in all scripture. You know, we're to be the ones who are responsible for sharing the gospel. We are. However, we notice in this verse that he's going to preach the everlasting gospel, and it's the same gospel, unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people. This is a declaration of the gospel. This is, I believe, a fulfillment of Matthew 24. Turn me back to Matthew 24, 14. Matthew 24, 14. Remember, this is what's called the Olivet Discourse. Jesus goes through that beautiful temple, and he tells the disciples, this temple is going to be destroyed and all this. So when shall all this time come? And anyway, you know the story. In verse number 14, Matthew 24, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. This is a fulfillment of what we're reading right here. And Revelation 14:6, a fulfillment of what Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, that this, now the 144,000, we talked about this, they're going to go and be evangelists. Of course, people disagree with me, and I won't go, they've been wrong before. But all the 144,000, the whole ministry, I just read somebody the other day, a great man, I forgot more than I'd ever know. He believed that the 144,000 were going to be hid in around Petra, you know, around where I believe there in Edom. We're going to talk about that next week, where, you know, God puts Israel. Remember, he talks about head to the mountains when you see the abomination and desolation. Am I going too fast? Are y'all following? I'm scattered brain this morning. Okay. Anyway, there's a great man of God who believes these 144,000 are going to be hidden there in Edom. That just, why would they need to be hidden when God's seal is upon them? And no man or nothing can hurt them. They have no reason to hide. It's the other people that be hiding. Anyway, these 144,000 be going out sharing the gospel. Anyway, it's a whole other story. But they still won't be able to touch this whole world. Every nation, every kindred, every tongue. This angel will be able to do that. That's why he says, preach unto them that dwell on the earth to every nation and every kindred and every tongue and every people. Preacher, do you believe that just like it says?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.